Good. They're going. Okay. Thank you all for coming. So tonight we're gonna speak about the Haggadah. Like I said before, there's never a shortage of pshatim on the Haggadah, and there's so many different mahalchim and so many different ideas. So I like to use the Haggadah from the Maaseh Nisim. The Maaseh Nisim was written by Rabbi Yaakov Milisa. He lived in the late 1700s and early 1800s, and he's known for writing the Nesivos and for writing the Chavos Das. So anybody who learns his writings, his works, sees right away that it's very novel, very creative, and there's always a new perspective. So he goes through the Haggadah with a theme, and it's not the simple pshat. It's always with a twist, and the yesoides are very good, are very fundamental, and he gives us a new perspective how to look at what's happening in the Haggadah. So we're not going to have time to go through the entire Haggadah, but just a few of the ikar things that he says. So we all know that we start the Haggadah after we make the Kiddush. We start the Haggadah, Holach Ma'anya, the Achalu Avasana Ba'ara de Mitzray. So we say that this is the bread of affliction that we were eating, Kol Dich Ben Yesev Yechol, anyone hungry should come eat, anybody who needs should come and do the Karban Pesach with us. We're here this year, but next year we'll be in Eretz Yisrael. We're Avadim this year, but Be'ezrus Hashem, we should be Bnei Chirin in the next year. So the Pashat Pshat in this Piska, in this piece of the Haggadah, it's as if it's an invitation that we're inviting people to come. So the obvious question is that we're inviting people too late. If you want to invite people to the Seder, you have to invite them before, especially we already made Kiddush. The Rabbi Yaakov Milisa, the Maaseh Nisim Haggadah, he has a very interesting diuk. The Rambam, in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Chametz and Matzah, the Rambam goes through mitzvah saseh min haTorah l'saper b'nisim v'nefloiz. It's a mitzvah saseh midaraisa, higadata l'bincha, to go through the nisim of Mitzrayim. And he goes through the entire, in the Yad HaChazakah, he goes through the entire Seder the way it would be in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. He talks about the Korban Pesach, he talks about the bracha you make on the Korban Pesach, the bracha you make on the Chagiga. He talks about it from a deraisa level at the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Afterwards, he writes in the Nusach Haggadah, he titles this section, the Nusach Haggadah Shenoagu Bo Yisrael Bizman HaGolos Kachi. That this is the Nusach of the Haggadah once we were in Golos. So the Rambam says clearly that he's about to set forth the Haggadah that we have. It's brought in the Rambam in Golos. And Holach Ma'anyu is written in Aramaic because it was in the time of Golos. So the question is, if it was really an invitation, why would it be miyuchid now when we're in Golos? Why wouldn't they have said this recital in the times of the Beis HaMikdash? So the Maaseh Nisim has a merit pshat. It's not the pshat that it's an invitation. The Maaseh Nisim says that Holach Ma'anya is actually a question and an answer. So he gives a mashal. He says, imagine if a person was in jail, and then whether he was in jail legally, properly or not properly, and then he ends up being free from jail. He gets out of jail. So it's natural that every year, on the anniversary of being free from the jail, he'd make some kind of a sudas hoida. He'd invite people to make a sudas hoida, to share his simcha. He's rejoicing over the fact that he was free from jail. But imagine if, for some other reason, after he's been out of jail, and year by year he's been celebrating the day he got out of jail, imagine if he finds himself back in jail for some reason. The same crime, some other crime, some whether it was just or not unjustly, he finds himself in jail again. We wouldn't expect that in the jail he's going to celebrate the time that he left jail the first time if he's back in jail today. So says the Maaseh Nisim, that's what we're asking with the Holach Ma'anya. Holach Ma'anya de'achalu avasana ba'ar de Mitzrayim. What are we doing celebrating Yetzias Mitzrayim if we're back in Golos? This is the same bread of affliction. In other words, it's symbolic. We're back in Golos. We're suffering the same that we suffered in Mitzrayim. We have other challenges today. What are we rejoicing over Yetzias Mitzrayim? Why are we celebrating Yetzias Mitzrayim if we're back in Golos today? So it's actually a declaration. It's a question with a statement. It's a statement. It's a question and an answer. Isn't this back again the same bread of affliction that we ate in Mitzrayim? Nevertheless, kol dich ben yesev yechol. We're not inviting. Nevertheless, we invite. It's a statement. Nevertheless, we make a sudas hoida. We still celebrate the Yom Tov. Kol ditzrich yesev yivsach. We still make Pesach. Why? So this is the answer. The reason why we're celebrating at Yetzias Mitzrayim, even though we're back in Galus, is because Hashta Hacha Lashana Baba Arad Yisrael and Hashta Avdi Lashana Baba Neicharin. The answer is because Yetzias Mitzrayim was not a one-time geula. Yetzias Mitzrayim created the bond between Klal Yisrael and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That inherent in Yetzias Mitzrayim is a promise that we're going to be removed, taken out of all future Galus. So the reason why we're still celebrating Yetzias Mitzrayim is because we're back in Galus, but that's the promise. That was when the Shaychus was developed between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyochel, that he'll take us out of the future Galus in the future. And he's going to elaborate on that in a moment. So the what we're celebrating by Yetzias Mitzrayim is not a one-time geula. We're celebrating the Shaychus that we have with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And he's going to explain that a little bit more. When we ask the Manishtana, so we have the four questions. So the four questions are actually questions about the mitzvahs. It's very interesting because there's a machlekes really in the Rishonim if the son is supposed to ask these questions. The Rambam, when he starts the Seder, he says that the Makri, the one who's leading the Seder, should read these four questions. So they're not necessarily, it's not the way we always look at it, that we're doing things different tonight and we're prompting questions, but it could be according to the Rambam, even the Makri, the one who's leading the Seder, asks these questions. So the Maisa Nisim explains, because the Pasuk says, Ba'avur zeh. In order for this, in order to be Mekayim the mitzvahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. So the Achrayim explain that part of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is not just to talk about the Nisim and the Flois of how we left Mitzrayim, but it's also the function of Yetzias Mitzrayim is to talk about why we left Mitzrayim. We left Mitzrayim in order to do these mitzvahs. Ba'avur zeh, because of these mitzvahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. So part and parcel of the mitzvah of Magid, of Agadat Lebincha, is to explain the Taimei HaMitzvahs. So the Maisa Nisim says that we Shtel Avek, we establish the questions of the Manish Tana regarding the mitzvahs Halayla. Some of them are Deraisa, some of them are Derabanan. The Matzah is Deraisa Bizman Hazeh. Morer was at least Deraisa Bizman the Mikdash when we had the Korban Pesach. Heseba is a Takana Derabanan or a Minig like we spoke last time. And the Tibul is purely a minig just to show cheiris and to get the children to ask. So we're asking about the mitzvahs halayla. Why do we do these mitzvahs? Now, the answer, the mefarshim explain. So we talked about that last week. So it's actually a suffix in the Gemara, which of the Dalet Kaisis you have to do Heseba. There's a question in the Rishonim, what happens if you don't do Heseba, if you have to repeat the mitzvah or not. We paskin in Shulchan Aruch that you should repeat the mitzvah.
Right, but I guess the point is if it's simply a minhag, why would it have the power to...
So the Rav Yah says that nowadays, since it's not common to eat that way, so for us, doing Haseba would only be a minhag and it wouldn't be ma'akir. So we talked last week, we factor that into certain things. So, for example, we don't eat the afikomen over again, we don't lean over again for the third and fourth cup, we talked about that. So nowadays, the leaning became a little bit more of a minhag because we're semich on the Rav Yah's opinion, at least the Ashkenazim, the Sfardim don't rely on the Rav Yah at all. So the questions are about the Taimei HaMitzvahs. Now, the answer, Avodam Hayinu, the Paro B'Mitzrayim, so this is supposed to be an answer HaKoyleles, it's supposed to be an answer to all the questions at one. We're going to be Mayrich and go through the Sipur and the Nisim and the Flois of Yetzias Mitzrayim, but this is an answer, a short answer to all of the questions. So the Maisa Nisim explains, when we were in Mitzrayim, and Paro, the king, would make a decree, everybody would have to listen. We didn't have a choice. You have to listen. Whether you understand the decree or not, you have to listen to the king. So Avodam Hayinu, the Paro B'Mitzrayim, we have to take those limudim, that mindset of just listening to the authority without questioning, we have to take that now also. So we're going to discuss the Taimei HaMitzvahs, we're going to discuss Matzah, Ashanu Oichem Al Shoma, but we always have to remember that the reason we do the mitzvah is not because we understand the reason or not, the reason we do the mitzvah is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said so. So Avodam Hayinu Leparo Mimitzrayim is the answer HaKoyleles, it's the Tshuva HaKoyleles to all the questions. Why do we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We don't have to know the reason. The reason why we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu is because we were slaves in Mitzrayim and now we became Avodim, we became servants of Hashem. Now, this is a big vart that the Maisa Nisim goes through the entire Haggadah with. Vayotzienu Hashem Elokeinu Misham biyad chazaka ubizroya netuya. The Kodesh Baruch Hu took us out with a yad chazaka, a strong hand, and with a zroya netuya, an outstretched arm. So with the nisim and the neflois of taking us out of Mitzrayim. So the question is always asked, why didn't the Kodesh Baruch Hu just put it into the mind of Paro to send us free? Or why didn't he give us the koyach to be mizgaber and we can make like a civil war and leave? Why was it necessary for a Kodesh Baruch Hu to make nisim that were l'maylam in ateva, the ten makis and the splitting of the sea? Nisim which are l'maylam in ateva, why was it necessary? Why did a Kodesh Baruch Hu do it that way? So the pashat pshat is like the Ramban says at the end of Parshas Bo, that the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did these nisim and flois was because the Mitzrayim deserved it anyway. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the opportunity to introduce himself that l'mayla min ateva in order to be mashrish in Klal Yisrael and in the world for that matter, all the yesodos of Emunah. So the Ramban is Meirich that at that time some people didn't believe in Hashem at all. Some people believed in Hashem but didn't believe that he had Hashkacha, that he had Yediyah, that he knew what was going on, that he intervenes, that there's Schar V'Oinish. So the Nisim and the Flois, the open miracles were there to show, to preclude all of these mistaken notions. There is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, he exists, he created the world, he can dominate nature, he intervenes, he has Yediyah, Schar V'Oinish. So Kodesh Baruch Hu did the nisim and the flois, and mitoich the nisim gluyim, the famous Ramban, we have to internalize that and realize that everything that happens, even derech hateva, is really all nes. So that's the pashat pshat, and avada, that's emes lamitoi, that was a reason for the nisim gluyim. But there's another reason for the nisim gluyim, which the Maisa Nisim, he goes with this the whole time, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew, by looking into the future, that eventually Klal Yisrael is going to be choite, and Klal Yisrael is going to deserve to be punished. Kosh Baruch Hu knew that. So what did, when for example, when Klal Yisrael made the Egel a few short weeks after Yetzias Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu threatens, he wants to destroy Klal Yisrael. So says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ato Hanicha Li. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says in Parshas Kisisa, he says to Moshe Rabbeinu, let me go, and I'm going to destroy Klal Yisrael. So Rashi explains, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, let me go, he's implying that really it's up to you. If you daven, if you say the correct things, if you have the proper hakara, then that itself will be a reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can look the other way, even from Avodah Zarah. So Vayichal Moshe, so Moshe davens to Hashem, and he says, Lama Hashem yechara apcha bi'amecha. So why, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, can you get angry at your nation? How can you destroy your nation? So here are the key words. Asher hoitseisa mi'eretz Mitzrayim, because you took them out of Mitzrayim, bekoyach gadol uviyad chazaka. Almost the identical words of yodai ha-chazaka and uzraya netuya, that Moshe Rabbeinu tainas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how can you destroy Klal Yisrael? You took us out of Mitzrayim with the yad chazaka, with the koyach gadol and the yad chazaka. So Moshe Rabbeinu follows through. Lama yoimru Mitzrayim Mitzrayim lemor berahoitziyom laharig oisim beharim ulachaloisam yal pneihu adama. What's Mitzrayim gonna say? You took us out. You made such a big deal of taking us out. You made the nisim gluyim. You showed your koyach, and now nobody understands. Now you're gonna destroy Klal Yisrael just because they did a chet. It's gonna be a chil Hashem. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that Klal Yisrael eventually would be choite, and they can even do sins that would provoke that they deserve to be destroyed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in place mitchila that he bedavka took us out of Mitzrayim with such fanfare, with such nisim gluyim, that now Moshe Rabbeinu can taina that lama yomu Mitzrayim. So by taking us out of Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in such a way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was actually committing himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what he's doing. He knew that he was setting himself up, kaviyachol, that now he's permanently bound to the Yidden, and if we ever do anything wrong, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't destroy us in an open way like that, because it will be a chel Hashem, lama yomu Mitzrayim. And this is the same taina that Moshe Rabbeinu had by the Meraglim. Over and over again, Moshe Rabbeinu uses the taina of lama yomu Mitzrayim. What are the Mitzrayim going to say? Are they going to say that the whole thing was for nothing? It's a chel Hashem. Or maybe they'll say, you can't take us to Eretz Yisrael because you can't overpower the kings in Eretz Yisrael. It's always because HaKadosh Baruch Hu did the nisim gluyim by taking taking us out of Mitzrayim. That itself was a permanent commitment to the Yidden that he'll take us out. So says the Ma'aseh Nisim, that's what he meant before, that the Yetzias Mitzrayim, besides the Nisim teaching us all the Limudim of Emunah and Bitachon, but the Nisim Gluyim were actually, he was being Meshabed himself, Kaviyachal, he was obligating himself forever, that he always will have to have a Klal Yisrael and always have to take us out of all the future Gullism. So that's why we celebrate Yetzias Mitzrayim, because we know that inherent in Yetzias Mitzrayim is the promise, is the guarantee that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will always be there to take us out of all the future, of all the future Gullism. So that's the significance of the Yad Chazaka and the Zroya Netuya. And that's why we're Madgish over and over again that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out by Yad Chazaka or by Zroya Netuya. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have taken us out in that way, so he explains that very often we said that we want to go back to Mitzrayim. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have taken us out with such the fanfare, with the whole Nisim Gluyim, with all the fireworks and the effects, if we would decide to go back, so then we would lose our Schus Abbas, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu would say that you're on your own. That's what it means, that we'd be Meshubed forever to Paro Mitzrayim. We wouldn't deserve to be taken out on our own. But because HaKadosh Baruch Hu went the extra and did it with the Nisim Gluyim in such an open way, that Kaviyachal is Mechayev him to always take us out of Mitzrayim. And then he says a beautiful idea. Kol Amar Belasak Yetzias Mitzrayim, Harezeh Meshubach. So we know that the more we talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim, the better it is. And people have the minig of staying up all night until, like we have in the Haggadah, all night talking about the Nisim and the Neflois of Mitzrayim. The question is why? Why is there an inyan to be marved as much as we can, to keep on talking about it year after year, even if Kulanu Chachamim, Kulanu Zekanim, even if we know the story, there's a mitzvah to go over it every time. So why is it like that? So again, the Pashup Shat is because the more we talk about it, and the more we try to internalize it, the more of a roshim it'll make on all of us. That's the Pashup Shat. But the Ma'aseh Nisim, he goes with this Mahalach. He says, because the reason, one of the reasons why HaKadosh Baruch Hu had these Nisim Gluyim was in order to show that he's permanently binding himself to Klal Yisrael. So the more we talk about the Nisim, and the more we can figure out what each Nes accomplished, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do this? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do that? It puts a new perspective on the whole thing, that the whole thing was really to show the Chiba and the Ava to Klal Yisrael in order to permanently attach himself to Klal Yisrael. So the more we talk about the Nisim, the more Ava will develop. That we know the story, but let's appreciate every Nes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, because one of the reasons why he went out of his way to do these tremendous Nisim was in order to commit himself to us for the future. So one reason why there's Harezeh Meshuvach, which is probably the Pashup Shat, is because the more we talk about it, the more we internalize it, and the more the lesson lasts for us throughout the year. But this is the new Chiddush of the Ma'aseh Nisim, because the Nisim were done in order that he should be mechayev himself, Kaviyachol, to always be there for us in all the future Gullusim. And the more we appreciate, the more we talk about the Nisim, the more we show how much we're appreciating what he did, because everything he did was in order to permanently bind himself to the Yim. So that's the Harezeh Meshubach of the Haggadah in light of this Yisoid, because the whole purpose of the Nisim Gluyim was in order to permanently be Meshabed himself to Klal Yisrael. Like we see, Moshe Rabbeinu was able to use that Taina, Lama Yoinu Mitzrayim, and that was the overriding, that was a decisive Taina that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't destroy Klal Yisrael. What? It's a mitzvah Galat Labincha. But you could be mechayim it with just a few psukim. So the reason why it's raised in the Shubach is to internalize. The more you discuss it, because I want you to appreciate this. I want you to appreciate how Meshubed I am to you, because it's a two-way street, right? The more we realize how Meshubed HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to us, the more that's a Machayah for us to want to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu also, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu went out of his way in order to be Meshabed himself to us permanently. So that's this Gvaldika Yisod. Now, we bring mices in the Haggadah, how great Tanoyim Taka stayed up the entire evening in order talking about the Nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and that's the reason. The reason is because they wanted to internalize the lessons of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and they wanted to come to an appreciation of how to what extent the Kadosh Baruch Hu was Meshabed himself to us. It wasn't enough that he did this Nes. It wasn't enough he did that Nes. He did every single Nes, trying to appreciate everything that the Kadosh Baruch Hu did, because it has less lasting effects. The Maaseh Nisim says that's what it means, ki le'olam chasda. That we say in Hoidu, in Halal Gadol, all the things that Kadosh Baruch Hu did, a lot of the things have to do with Yetzias Mitzrayim, ki le'olam chasda, because his chesed lasts forever. So this is a new meaning, that the chesed Kadosh Baruch Hu did back then lasts forever, because he committed himself with those chasadim at that time for all future generations. Now there's a very interesting idea. Rabbi Lozer ben Azariah says, Harei Aniki ben Shivim Shana, he says, it's as if he's 70 years already. We know this story in the Gemara in Brachas. Loizachisi shethe omer yetzias Mitzrayim balelas ad shedorsha ben Zoyma. And I didn't know the source that we should mention Yetzias Mitzrayim every single night. So we have a mitzvah to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim twice a day. We do it during the day, and we also do it every single night. And says Rabbi Lozer ben Azariah, what's the makar for that? So Ben Zoyma has the makar. The pasuk says, Leman tiskor es yontzeischa mi'eretz Mitzrayim kol yemei chayecha, that there's a mitzvah to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim every single day, all the days of your life. And we have a drasha, yemei chayecha is the days, even the chachamim agree to that, and kol yemei chayecha, that's the chiddush of Ben Zoyma, that's how we paskin, that there's a mitzvah of zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, all the days of your life, including the nights, and that's why we have a mitzvah today, every single day of the year, to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim in the day and in the night during the Kriya Shva. So the Mefarshim explained that there are actually two different mitzvahs. There's the mitzvah of Higadot LeBincha, which is Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the mitzvah Seder night, to elaborate and to go through all the details of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And then we have the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is simply to mention twice a day, every single day of the year. So the Pashup Shat, and all the Mefarshim explain that on the anniversary of Yetzias Mitzrayim, when the Hashpa is there, when we can draw on that inspiration, so then we have a mitzvah to elaborate. The rest of the year, we're supposed to have such a good Seder that it makes such an imprint on us, that the rest of the year, merely mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim will help us recall all of the Yesoidis that we talked about on the Seder. So it's as if you have the crash course all the year, and then you have the actual, the entire lesson of Yetzias Mitzrayim b'shas the Seder.
So why do we mention during the Seder?
Oh. So what? Exactly, that's the question. So the Maaseh needs to ask that. What's in a Geya to talk about a completely separate mitzvah that we have all year round at the Seder? The Seder, let's focus on the Seder night. Let's focus on the Higadot LeBincha, the mitzvah of Sipur. So the Maaseh Nisim, he says, the shaychus of this mitzvah is to show how important the Seder is. He has a mashal. Imagine if there's an orphan, someone takes an orphan into their home, and they raise him, they send him to yeshiva, they buy him clothing, they pay for all his needs, they marry him off. Mom is taking care of the orphan, of the yasam, from A to Z, his entire life. And then imagine if the orphan would come back and say, thank you very much, because one time you drove me to the airport, so thank you very much for doing that, right? So he thanks him for one small detail of the whole hishtalshlus hadvar. So that's like what we say to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. There was the Gemara in Bracha says that if somebody gets up and starts praising a Kodesh Baruch Hu, so we say Siyamta Shvacha Demarach. Any praise that we give to a Kodesh Baruch Hu is always going to fall short. The Gemara gives a mashal. If the king has millions of pounds of gold, and we praise him that he has silver or only copper, so we're falling short in the praise. So when we praise a Kodesh Baruch Hu, so we're guaranteed to fall short. So says the Maaseh Nisim, Bishleima. Right, we understand that on the Seder night, which is, so to speak, the anniversary of Yetzias Mitzrayim, it pays to talk about the Nes Hashem did, just like on Purim, right? Every year on Purim, we talk about the Nes Hashem did. It's not falling short because it's reasonable, it's appropriate to thank a Kadosh Baruch Hu on the day of the event. But that's exactly the question. How could there be a mitzvah to always be remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim all year when it's not the anniversary? Why isn't that Siyamta Shvacha D'Marach? Why isn't that falling short in our praise? The Kadosh Baruch Hu completely takes care of all of our needs all the time. So why are we thanking Hashem constantly for the one act of Yetzias Mitzrayim? That's like the Yasim picking out one small thing that Hashem did. So really, this teaches us the contrary, the importance of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the reason we mention the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is because it helps, it defines for us how fundamental Yetzias Mitzrayim is. It's not something that you only thank Hashem for on the anniversary of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's something that we have to constantly remember. So it's really defining for us the importance. It's a gilui of how stark, of how fundamental Yetzias Mitzrayim is. And for two reasons, he says. Number one, like his Yisoid, Yisroel, because Yetzias Mitzrayim is the guarantee that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always going to be with us. Otherwise, we have the time in Lama Yomru Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that he was setting himself up for that, that now he has to always be there for us. Otherwise, it would be a Chil Hashem Kaviyachol. And second of all, Pashit, that's when we became Klal Yisrael. We became a Klal Yisrael with Yetzias Mitzrayim. So when we thank Hashem for Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's not just about a particular event, it's a fundamental thing that we became a Klal Yisrael and we became Avdi Hashem, and that's what caused the whole chain of events that we received the Torah. So that's why we bring in the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, because it helps us define better how fundamental the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is, because how fundamental Yetzias Mitzrayim was, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was committing himself to us, and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we became Avdi Hashem through Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the idea of why we talk about Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. I recently said over there's a Moiridika Rabbeinu Yoino that we're talking about Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the way Chazal set up our davening is that we should be Soimech Gula to Tefillah. Right? So every time when we say the Shema, so we say the Gula, the whole next bracha talks about Yetzias Mitzrayim again, and then we end off Goal Yisrael, because Baruch Hu redeemed us from Mitzrayim, and then we go straight into Shmoneh Esrei. So Rabbi Yochanan says in the Gemara Brachas that kol asoimek gula letfilah, anybody who soimek gula letfilah, he davens right after the geula, is hareza ben oilam haba, he's a ben oilam haba. So the Rabbeinu Yoina, very well known Rabbeinu Yoina, asks the question, just because you're following along in the Siddur, and you say the Gual Yisrael, and you say Shmoneh Esrei, you merit to be Zeichat Olam Haba because of that. We're talking about the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's how Chazal set up the Siddur. How does that give us Olam Haba? So says Rabbeinu Yoina, it's not simply because we put the Shmoneh Esrei after the Gual Yisrael, but it's really a Mahalach HaChaim. It's really an attitude in serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he has two beautiful ideas there. He says, number one, the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim is that we should be Avdei Hashem, like we said before. So what is our Avoida? This is something that we might not realize, but Tefillah is the Avoida Shebelev. Tefillah, he says, is one of the biggest expressions of Avoida that we have. The fact that we're davening Shmoneh Esrei before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're standing in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're pouring out our souls to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're putting forth our requests, we're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're acknowledging HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a form of Avodah. It's Avodah Shebelev. The Avadatim Es Hashem Elokeichem, says the Rambam, that's the mitzvah of Tefillah. We mentioned once that Tefillah, according to the Rambam, is the Raisa. He quotes this Pasuk, the Avadatim, you should serve Hashem. Tefillah is the Gresta Avodah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So by setting up the davening, it's really a guide how we should live our lives. We mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, and what's the very next thing we do? We do tefillah, which is avoda. So we're actually demonstrating that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out, that we should be Avdei Hashem, and that we're standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and davening Shmoneh Esrei before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is actually the Gresta Avdus of Hashem that we have. Avoda Shebelev, it symbolizes all the Karbanis, and the entire avoda is capsulized in our Shmoneh Esrei. So we're showing that we get it, we get the message. We were redeemed from Mitzrayim, and now we become Avdei Hashem, and we show that we're Avdei Hashem by davening Shmoneh Esrei. The second thing that he says, a similar idea, is that another reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, this is Rabbeinu Yoina in Brachas, he took us out of Mitzrayim with the Nisim and the Floyes in order to instill Emuna in Klal Yisrael. Like it says right before Kriyas Yamsuf, Vayar Yisrael, Vayaminu Bashem of Moshe Avda. They believed in Hashem, they feared Hashem, and they believed in Hashem. So the purpose of the Nisim was to instill Emuna into Klal Yisrael. So what better way is there to demonstrate that we have Emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with tefillah, and we stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we pour out our requests and our praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's tefillah, that's avoda, and that's tefillah, that's Emuna, that's Emuna Chushis, that's Bitachin, that's showing that we put our trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So again, it's the same idea that by putting the Shmoneh Esrei right after talking about Geulas Mitzrayim that we do every single day, we're showing that we get the message that the purpose of the Geula was to be Avdei Hashem, and the purpose of the Nisim of the Geula was to have Emunah Chushis, to have Emunah and Bitachon in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and that's the purpose of putting the Shmoneh Esrei right after. So if a person lives their life that way, and we allow the Tefillah and the Seder HaTefillah to transform us, that will put the person in the proper frame of mind that he'll taka be well on his way to be a Ben Olam Haba. So it's not simply the following the Siddur, but it's the lesson that we learn from the Smichas Gula to Tefila, that we're Avdei Hashem because of Gulas Mitzrayim, and also that we have Emunah and Bitochen in the Rabbani Shalom as a result of the Nisim of Gulas Mitzrayim. So that's the idea. That's the idea of the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim all year round, that we're showing that the purpose of the Gulas Mitzrayim was fulfilled through our Avodas Hashem and our Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Maisa Nisim goes on. The Mishnah tells us that we have to be maschil b'gnus. We have to start off with gnus. We have to start off talking about how it was. There's actually a machlokes in the Gemara between Rav and Shmuel. What is being maschil gnus? We have to start off. We have to first say how bad it was and how good it became. So what's the maschil b'gnus? So Shmuel says the maschil b'gnus is talking about the avadim in Mitzrayim itself, the fact that we were avadim in Mitzrayim and then we were free. So we're maschil b'gnus. We start off with how bad it was, and then we're messiah in the shach. We end off with the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav says that the maschil b'gnus, we have to start off all the way back, that mitchila oivdei avodes alilim hayu avoseinu, that terach avi Avraham was oived avodes zara, and look from where we came and look how we ended off. So Shmuel says that the maschil b'gnus is talking about the avdus in Mitzrayim itself. That's very understandable. We talk about the avdus in Mitzrayim. We talk about that we were avodim in Teparo in Mitzrayim, and we talk about the geula. So we're thanking Hashem for the geula. But what was the purpose of being maschil b'gnus according to Rav, which we do in the Haggadah, starting all the way back from Terach, that he was ovdei avodah zarah? What would be the purpose of being maschil b'gnus? So the pashut pshat might be that we're also thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we started off so low and we came so high. That might be the pashut pshat. The Maisa Nisim says that the Haggadah is trying to answer a very basic question, a very fundamental question. Why are we thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for taking us out of Mitzrayim, if so to speak, who's the one who put us in Mitzrayim in the first place? HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the one who put us in Mitzrayim. He orchestrated the events that the brothers would sell Yosef, and that Yaakov, there'll be a famine, and that eventually Yaakov and Klal Yisrael, the Shvatim, had to come down to Mitzrayim. So why are we thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for taking us out of Mitzrayim if he's the one who put us in Mitzrayim to begin with? So that's why we're maschil b'gnus, says the Maisa Nisim, in order to answer this very question. We understand that we needed to go to a Mitzrayim, and we needed to go through an Avdus. It's a Kur HaBarzel. It was a purification process, because Mitzchila, Oivdei Avodes Kechavim, Hayu Avoseinu. So no fault to their own, but there was a psoilus. There was some kind of impurity in our background because of the Oivdei Avodes Zarah that we had in our lineage, and we had to eradicate that. The Bali Musar explained, Rav Dessler goes to great lengths about this, that Avram Avinu, there was a purification process going on. Avram Avinu had a Yishmael, right? He had a Yishmael. He calls it Berure Midos, he says from the Zohar. Yishmael showed what happens if you have the Midah of Chesed when it's not controlled properly. So Yishmael went off and did all sorts of things. Chesed the Tumah, he calls it. And then we had Yitzchak. Yitzchak has a Yaakov and an Esav. So the Esav was a Gvura, but it was an uncontrolled Gvura. Instead of the Gvura being directed towards ourselves to control our Yetzahara, but the Gvura was directed towards others, right, the conquering and Ritzicha and kidnapping and all the terrible things that Esav did. And then finally, he had a Yaakov, and Yaakov's mitasa was Shlema, that he had the Yud Beis Shvatim that were all pure. So there was a purification process going on. But we realize that in order to become really pure, it's almost like the Yisurin Shalava that we had. In order to become truly pure, we had to go through a Mitzrayim. So the Gemara tells us that there are three things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Klal Yisrael, three matanis toivis, but they have to come through Yisurin. We have Eretz Yisrael has to come through Yisurin. Torah has to come through Yisurin, and Olam Haba has to come through Yisurin. When there's no pain, there's no gain. We have to go through this sweat. We have to go through this purification. So we understand why we have to go through Mitzrayim, and we're thanking Hashem not only for the Geula from Mitzrayim, but we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the entire process. That's why Rav says that we have to be maschil b'gnus to explain why we needed Golas Mitzrayim in the first place. And this is a tremendous yesod that the Bali Musar say that we have to always appreciate every matzav that we have, because if it's easy, we should maximize and do as much as we can. And if it's hard, we have to also appreciate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be where we are, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us the Torah, He wants to give us the Maila and the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael and Olam Haba, and we have to be able to shvitz, we have to be able to work in order to purify ourselves and to get to the Madrega that we're supposed to get to. So that was the reason for the Maschil B'Gnus according to Rav. another beautiful idea is that it says here, Baruch Shoimer Havtachasai LiYisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps His promise to Klal Yisrael. Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chishev Es HaKeitz. So the simple translation of Chishev Es HaKeitz means He calculated when it's time to take us out of Mitzrayim. But that's already included in HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeping His promise to the Jewish people. What's the extra? What are we thanking Hashem for? Chishev Es HaKeitz. So the Ma'aseh Nisim gives a beautiful mashal. Imagine if someone promises to do something for someone else. So if he's a responsible person, the minute he makes that promise, he's going to make sure that he's able to fulfill his promise. So if he's an average person, I'm going to set you up, I'm going to get you a house, I'm going to help you, whatever it is, he's going to start planning right away, how can I keep my promise? But imagine if a king makes a promise. So for the king, everything is easy. He has all the resources of the country at his disposal. You wouldn't expect, the last minute when it's time to pay up, he'll just snap his fingers and pay up. You wouldn't expect the king to have to plan and to be thinking about it, to have his promise on his mind, because he just delegates it to his servant, and it gets done because it's easy for the king. Says the Ma'aseh Nisim, a beautiful idea. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like that. Even though for HaKadosh Baruch Hu everything is easy, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Chishev Es HaKeitz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu constantly had us in mind the entire time, calculating and thinking when the Keitz is going to come. And we know Chazal say that because the Shibud was unusually hard, more than what Hashem decreed, he calculated and we got out easier. But the idea that the Ma'aseh Nisim says is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though it's all, he's a Kol Yachol, everything comes easy, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu constantly had and has Klal Yisrael in mind. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that I know and I have you in mind constantly. And then he follows through with a beautiful idea. So says the Ma'aseh Nisim, what is the Vihi Sha'amda L'Aviseinu V'Lanu? What is the Vihi? The Ma'aseh Nisim says Vihi is referring to this idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has us in mind. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol is always thinking about Klal Yisrael, that itself generates a Hashpa and a Siyata Deshmaya, that is what's under L'Aviseinu V'Lanu, that even though through all the generations the nations are always trying to persecute and destroy us, but it's the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Chishev Es HaKeitz, not that He actually ends up taking us out, He takes us out eventually, but the fact that He's constantly thinking about us, that's what creates the closeness and the siyata d'shmaya that Klal Yisrael will always survive. And we know the famous statement of Rav Yaakov Emden, that the fact that Klal Yisrael survived so far in the Golas, and he was talking about back then, hundreds of years ago, the fact that Klal Yisrael is surviving through all the persecutions and all the Golasim is bigger than any of the Nisim Gluyim of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's a statement that Rav Yaakov Emden made back then, hundreds of years ago. So, and all the more so today, after all everything that Klal Yisrael has been through. So it all comes from the Hi Sha'am D'Lavaseinu, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Chishev HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps Klal Yisrael in mind all the time, and that's what creates the bracha, and that's what creates the chiba and the siyata shmaya and the hashpa that keeps Klal Yisrael going through all the generations. So we should taka b'zoicha, that we should taka immerse ourselves in the yesodis of the Seder and try to internalize as much as we can, and that'll hold us through the ganze year when we're mazkir the Yetzias Mitzrayim in the Haskara, that it'll bring back all those memories and it'll show, and we'll be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the avdus and with the emunah chushes and bitachin that we're supposed to get from the halakha night of the Seder. Yashikar.